My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Here we go. The final 60-plus games of the year. It's make or break, perhaps, for Farhan Zaidi. Will Doval keep the closer spot? Will the rotation finally come into fruition where you got five legitimate live arms? A lot of fun questions to look at here as we go down the stretch.
I tell you what's not a fun question, though. Giants are up 5-3, bottom of the ninth tonight. Here comes Doval at Coors Field. Oh, crap. That's not a fun question at all.
That's a really good question, Mark.
It's not. Here's the question. Do you want that? No, I don't. I want them to be up 9-3.
Well, an even better question would be, do you still go to Doval? And I wonder blown saves does he get? And FP's right. And I was thinking about Jake Moody because I've been watching the receiver doc on Netflix. And, you know, FP said, yeah, when the kicker comes in and misses that kick and in the Netflix doc, they take you to Cleveland. That's as far as I've gotten, episode 3. And, you know, Moody misses the kick, and Kittle's mic'd up, of course, in this doc, and he's like, well, that sucks. and I'm paraphrasing.
That's so Kittle. But remember, they're 5-0 at that point, so
right,
it's like,
but 6-0, I mean,
it would have been great, but it's
41-yarder, that's a 90% kick for those guys at this level.
Yeah.
And he misses it. He pushes it right, and you can see Kittle like, well, that blanket sucked.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it did. I mean, you're still 5-1.
It didn't suck as bad as the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Can't wait to see what happens there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's coming up.
Doval, the funny thing is, how many blown saves does he have this year?
4 or 5,
yeah,
I believe.
It's not as many as it feels like.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
But there have been two or three games where he's given up a 4 spot, and it felt like his interest level was not as high as it should be.
He had 8 blown saves last year. He's got 4 this year. It's a little bit more intricate than that. You know, if you want to dive into the numbers, Camilo Doval has never had a season in the big leagues where he had an ERA over 3. Never. But this year, he's at 4.38.
Right, and a lot of that is because of those 3 games where he got absolutely lit up.
His strikeout-to-walk ratio is way, way down. His whip is way, way up.
1.622.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a very cool whip.
And no. In terms of the save opportunities conversation, he's had multiple games where he's come in with like a 4 or 5 run lead and given up like 3 runs.
Exactly.
Which doesn't count as a save opportunity, but his ERA takes a major hit.
Yeah, the game where they were up 13-2 and he couldn't finish it.
Right. That's the one I think that sticks in a lot of people's craw, maybe including internally, because he came in angry and he went out angrier.
Correct. He beat up a water cooler.
Right.
Which, by the way, I don't know if people know this in baseball. Football is such an emotional sport. If somebody goes over there and beats up something on a football sideline, you're like, okay, you know, football player goes crazy. That's, you know, whatever. In baseball, When you do that, that is not well received in the clubhouse. Guys get it, but you are expected to sort of deal with your frustrations in a way that doesn't put it out there. And by the way, don't forget, you can get frustrated and have it go sideways in a dugout. Was it Carlos Rodon? He threw something or whacked something and then it hit Estrada. I think this was last year.
The bat.
Like, yeah. Dude.
He like kicked a bat and it flew up and hit his teammate.
I'm telling you, this was down in the minor leagues and I had never looked at it that way, but somebody got really frustrated in the dugout. And I'm like, you know, athlete gets frustrated. That happens. And the rest of the team was like, no, dude. No, you're not beating up the water cooler. And then when you find out that he's beating up the water cooler because you can't close out an 11-run lead and you're mad at the manager because you're too good to be in that situation, how do you think his teammates felt about that? I'll take a guess. Bad.
Especially his bullpen mates, because the only reason why he was in there is because the bullpen was taxed.
So taxed.
Right. So we need you just to go out there and get three outs. If you wouldn't mind, if you would trouble yourself to go throw some pitches. And, I mean, we could go to Tyler Fitzgerald. He's pitched, and he's pitched pretty well. But we'd rather have you, our closer, go in there and just do your job. Get some outs. So I do wonder what that...
Yeah.
Like, what the grace period is now for Camilo Doval. If they go out tonight... In your scenario, 5-3 lead in the ninth, and he gives up a two spot and you lose an extra innings, does he get another crack? How many more blown save opportunities does he get in this ultra-important stretch?
I can't put a number on it yet. It's somewhat circumstantial. It's more of a feeling.
Like, what do you feel?
Like, what does the blown save look like? Like, it's Colorado, and sometimes a run here or there is not really the pitcher's fault. If it's a one-run game and guys are blooping balls in, somebody gets a little squibber down the third baseline, you're not pulling Doval. If he goes in there walking people, dude, nobody's got time for that.
And I also think it has to do with how he deals with the adversity that he faces.
I agree.
Because that's been as big a part of the Doval story as the ineffectiveness. It's been the demeanor.
That 13-2 game where he came in and he gave up four runs and only got one out, he hadn't pitched in 4 days. And the bullpen is so taxed, and he beats up a water cooler because you went to him and asked him to go get three simple outs? Yeah, I promise you, that raised eyebrows with teammates. Forget fans.
Undoubtedly. And just real quick before you go to the phones, for Grandy and for Lucas, the official Dibber Claus lock of the day is the over, 10.5, Giants-Rockies, which means they're going to fade the Dibber and go with the under.
Kyle Harrison going to throw seven shutty or something?
He's saying... Bet the over.
Bet the over.
Wait, what are you betting?
I'm betting the over, which means they're going to bet the under.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
Kyle
bet.
Harrison, seven shutty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Colorado, yeah.
You said the over-under is 10.5?
Yeah, we're going over 10.5.
Who's pitching for the Rockies?
Cal Quantrill. He's all right. Mediocre.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good this year, actually.
Big right-hander, yeah.
4.13 ERA. It's 92 degrees. You got some fresh legs and some fresh bats.
10.5? That's hot.
That's nothing in Colorado.
The Rockies stink. Yes, they don't hit. Giants can't hit in Coors Field.
Giants will win this one 8-3. Go ahead and book it.
I like the under.
Everyone likes the under but me. Fake the Dibber. Go ahead. You won't.
First and foremost, you're right. I won't. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Very patiently waiting, Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Hey, Cookie, what's up? What are you doing?
Hey, what up, man? Just coming on the freeway, coming from San Francisco into San Jose. But I feel a little bit weird calling into the game without a sports take. What I did want to do is I wanted to thank both of you guys. You guys have done a great job this week. And I did want to say on the way out, I want to do a little crop dusting and say, go to hell, Willard and Dibbs.
Very good, Oreo Cookie. And he walked it off. That's a total crop dust. That's a low Neil special right there.
No, he did it well, too.
Yeah, he did. And then he walked us off. Yeah, exactly.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I don't know. You know, you're sort of asking how long's the leash. I don't know. You know, here's what I don't know about the bullpen. I don't know if the Giants feel like they got somebody else who's got that demeanor. Does Ryan Walker have that demeanor? Nobody, as much as he's so effective, nobody wants Tyler Rogers to close. No, you don't. No, you don't, Dibs. No, you don't.
He's second on the team in saves.
He is a very good relief.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pitcher. But nobody wants him to close.
Frisbee guy?
Nobody wants
him. Do you remember how we all reacted when he blew that save against the Mets in New York when Duvall had pitched in like four straight games?
Yes. Yes, I do, Grandy.
I remember how I reacted.
Yeah, you wanted him off the team. Yeah. And he's like the best reliever on the team except for Ryan Walker this year. That's the guy I wonder about. Ryan Walker looks like he's got closer qualities to me. He's a strike thrower. He's got devastating stuff. He comes from a weird angle. He looks like a closer to me, or at least a temporary one.
Randy, you're describing Tyler Rogers.
No, because he throws the ball 96. Tyler throws 84. Like, that's the problem.
Comes from a weird angle. He's only walked three batters all year.
Yeah, that's tremendous, but he doesn't have strikeout stuff. The problem with Tyler Rogers in major leveraged moments is the inability to get the strikeout when you need it.
And also his misses are absolute restaurant quality meatballs.
Well, I don't mind.
When he makes a mistake, that thing gets hit 480 feet.
Sometimes. I mean, how many home runs has he given up this year?
He's given up three home runs.
How many has Duvall given up?
Duvall has given up three.
Okay.
Also.
So, like, I don't know. Is he giving up meatballs? He is one of the most effective relievers on the team.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Tyler Rogers. I mainly don't like him in extra innings when you get an extra runner at second, because it's very easy for you to put the ball in play off Tyler Rogers and you can score runs without even getting a hit. So when you get into those really high leverage moments, you get a runner on base, what have you, you really want to, you want to rear back and see if you've got strikeout stuff. But as far as Tyler late innings, important moments, no issue. He's one of the best. But I think Randy Rodriguez someday could be a closer. I think Ryan Walker could be now. And I think that the Giants, they tipped you something last time Duvall was out there.
Yep.
When he gives up the 2-run lead Sunday against Minnesota, I think if he's on solid ground, Bomel goes, pitch out of it, dude. You got it. Runner at second, one out. Pitch out of it. He didn't do it. He pulled him. He pulled him right away. And he said, nope, we're not doing this.
No, and Bob almost pulled a hammy getting out there. Yep. He moved so quick.
And who did he go to? He went to Ryan Walker. And what did Walker do? He got out of it, and the Giants won the game one batter later. So,
and that's what led me to ask you the question about how much leash does he have? I think it might just be one more of those type of outings where you decide, man, these games are high leverage now. These are really important. We may have to make that move, but if you do, do you lose Camilo Duvall? You know, because we know he's, I don't know, fragile's probably a little too strong, but we do know that he's a little bit peculiar when it comes to his self-confidence.
I don't know if it is too strong.
Fragile?
I mean, that's what it feels like. Like, that's probably a better word than the word that some have used, including myself, which is diva qualities. It's actually not that. I don't think Camilo is like, I'm better than everybody else. I don't know about that. He's not a me, me, me guy, but a couple of, at least I don't think, but a couple of these things start to feel like it. And it's kind of like when you're the loudest in the room, some will be like, you're also the most insecure.
Always.
And that's what it feels like with Camilo. Like, we've watched him for 3 years, and you're like, my God, he's perfect for the closer role. He's got no heartbeat. He's just chilling. Well, he's not chilling anymore. He's not chilling anymore. And it does feel fragile. Like, he has let things that shouldn't get to him get to him. That's a terrible characteristic for a closer.
Yes, especially when you're in these spots now where the rotation looks like it's going to be lights out. And based on this offense, you're probably going to be sitting in a lot of games that are going to be 4-3 or 3-2. I was just looking at the overall numbers on the year. When they score four runs, they're 38-18 this year. So if you can't get to the four runs, you basically don't win as a Giants team. And when you do get to four, those are games you absolutely have to win, which means your closer is going to have to be able to preserve a 4-3 ball game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they're not going to outscore a lot of people. It's kind of funny. We get upset at that as Giants fans, and I'd argue that that was a characteristic of the Giants teams that all won World Series. But it felt like, and this is why the core four got statues and a wall plaque last week, if you were up 3-2, you won that game. You won that game. And this year, I don't feel that way. And it's not just Doval. It's not just Doval. You've heard me go off on this already. Their pitching staff in the first 97 games has been awful.
Yeah, it's been disappointing.
It has been absolutely awful, even though there are individuals we can look at and go, that's nice. Logan Webb has been himself. Tyler Rogers, very good. Ryan Walker is a revelation. There are other relievers who have been, I don't know, fine. You know, Sean Jelly has
Taylor
come up.
Taylor Rogers has been really good.
Yeah, Taylor's been good. Sean Jelly has been like, okay, you found yourself. And then Jordan Hicks for the beginning of the year, that's good. But collectively, my God, your stats are terrible. You have huge names. Blake Snell, obviously, the injuries, the disappointment. It's been bad. It's been bad. And now you head to Coors Field. Like, if they want to rock in the second half of the season, that group's got to lead the way. We can look at the Giants lineup, even with new free agents like Soler and Chapman and the emergence of Ramos, I can look at that lineup and go, they're not giving you six runs a night. That's not happening. This team in this ballpark has always been built on pitching and defense, and it should be. And those two things need to be buttoned up starting right now. You've got to catch the ball when they hit it to you, and that pitching staff needs to be what they were cracked up to be. And the beautiful thing is right now, as FP said, they're set up to finally do it. There's no Blake Snell injury. There's no, hey, when's Robbie Ray getting here? There's none of that stuff.
The answer is this week.
You're here. Let's go now. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Period.
And the back end of that is if the starters come out and start to give you 5 and 6 innings of quality pitching, the bullpen's got to pick up their end of the bargain. Because you're right about the lineup and the order. They're going to produce everything that they can, but they're probably not going to go out there and score 8 and 9. Maybe they will today at Coors against the depleted Rocky pitching staff. But in general, you're going to have to rise and fall with your pitching, and it should be getting a lot better here in the next few days.
I mean, here's the wild thing, and I bet most Giants fans, if you ask, like, what are you frustrated about or what do you see when you look at both sides of the ball? I would argue a lot of the voices, the tweets, and the criticisms get pointed at the offense. And this is a data fact. The offense has been better than the pitching.
Oh, yeah.
If you look
where
they rank in the league, the Giants are a more effective offensive team than they are a defensive team. And that is stunning. Absolutely stunning. In this ballpark, with the pitchers that they brought in, It's absurd, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Could they be better offensively? Hell yeah. Could be, should be, all that stuff. But the problem, if you really want to circle problem number one, it has been the pitching.
Yeah, they're 8th in the National League in runs scored. And that is, that's really solid considering some of the teams that have, actually big bopper offenses.
Right. They're middle of the pack offense. National League and Major Leagues. They're a middle-of-the-pack offense. It's not great, but it's not embarrassing.
No. It's been solid, especially considering that they have no running game. And I'm interested to watch tonight and going forward FP was mentioning how they're going to have a little bit more of a focus on the running game, and that means more Tyler Fitzgerald in my eyes, and maybe you start to get a little bit more hit and run, and you start to put more things in motion to try to create runs instead of just relying on what it's been this year, which is, you know, we need three hits to score a run.
Give me a pitching stat that matters to you, a team pitching stat.
A pitching stat, probably ERA.
Okay, they're 23rd.
Yeah.
Out of 30 teams.
And that's starters and relievers are both 23rd, I believe.
I
think that they're both ranked 23rd.
Okay. The Rockies are 30th, by the way.
Pitching staff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag bet the over. Right. But you guys want to fade the Dibber, go ahead.
I mean, you want to do... You want to do whip?
Yeah, let's do whip.
You want to do whip and Nene? 26th. The Giants are 26th. How about batting average against?
Yeah.
Batting average against?
One. Yep.
28th.
In batting average against?
28th out of 30 teams.
Wow.
28th. Let's see. How about strikeouts? Strikeouts. San Francisco Giants are...
probably 23rd.
19th. A little bit better on strikeouts. A little bit better on strikeouts.
Like on base? Although the whip would indicate that they're probably allowing a lot of walks. They're allowing a lot of hits, we know, the batting average, but walks, they're probably issuing the 22nd most walks.
Walks, the Giants, that's a good one. Let's talk walks. The San Francisco Giants have walked, let's see, they are 12th, but that's inverted. In other words, like the 12th most walks allowed.
Yeah, so that would be 19th,
I
think.
Yeah, 18th or 19th.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. You can look at all these numbers. They're bad. They're bad. It's not like, that's a little disappointing. They're bad. They've been a bad pitching staff in the first 97 games.
Yeah, and here you get the real Snell appears to be back. His ERA is now plummeted to 6.31. So you figure you're not going to have as much Keaton Wynn. You're not going to have openers. You got Robbie Ray, and you got the real Blake Snell. All those metrics should change over the last 60-plus games.
Six teams have given up more earned runs than the Giants. Six.
That's it.
Six.
Including the Rockies. Hashtag bet the over.
White Sox, D-backs, Marlins, Angels, A's. The company they keep, as far as the pitching staff, is like all of the teams. Like, you know, when we go, there's only five teams that are like out of it at the deadline. It's those teams. That's the company the Giants are keeping as far as the pitching staff right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.